February begins Black History Month, and coming up later this week is a community conversation planned in Ypsilanti, talking about America without racism, making the vision a reality. This is Lisa Berry, and one of the people who helped put this together is joining us now on 89.1 WEMU, LaRon Williams, storyteller and racial justice educator. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
Tell us where this idea originated and how it came to be.
It originated with a group that I helped to found. The group is called Washtenaw Faces Race. And that group was the offshoot of an event that happened here in Ann Arbor in 2011, 2012, 2013. It was a nationally touring exhibit called Race, Are We So Different? That was housed at the Natural History Museum in Ann Arbor at U of M. And there was a group that was created to generate community engagement. And I was invited to be a part of that group. And that group's purpose was to extend the notions, the ideas behind the Race, Are We So Different exhibit, and make sure that they were picked up in a wide variety of ways throughout the community. And that group had a limited lifespan, and so many of the members of the group said, rather than allow our group to fade away when the exhibit travels on, it moves beyond Ann Arbor, then we would create a permanent group here in Ann Arbor to carry forth that mission. And that permanent group became Washtenaw Faces Race. So this particular project had its birth in the events that have happened over the past year. We picked up on the revelations that were coming out as a result of the coronavirus pandemic, the revelations of just how unequal our society was, as well as the fact that we all were in one boat. It was becoming much clearer to people that we were in one boat now. And so the inequalities of race were becoming more obvious. But also at the same time that the pandemic was at its worst, worst because of the realization was new. There was the George Floyd murder, and so those two things went together, Floyd and coronavirus, to give an urgency to trying to address racial inequality, but also we had the thought that, you know, it, at some point the pandemic will have subsided. Let's cross our fingers and hope that happens.
Yeah.
And that we wanted those revelations around racial inequality and just how deeply woven it was into society, we wanted those things to continue to be talked about as well and to be acted upon. And so our challenge was to put out to the community, what can this country look like if we actually make real the vision of a nation without racism?
So what does it mean to be a storyteller in 2021, and how does that intersect with being a racial justice educator?
Well, so my personal position as a storyteller is maybe a little different from some other storytellers, because not every storyteller decides to dedicate the work that they do to social change as I do. Every one of the stories that I tell has some sort of message or lesson or moral or something that relates to creating a better and more inclusive society. So I might be unique in that way. But as a storyteller living in these times, the challenge is tremendous, right? Because as I just said, we have become much more aware of how unequal we are as a society. And if you're a storyteller who tries to work off of that awareness, then there are so many areas to try to address. I mean, you know, the destruction of the environment and racial inequality and the move away from democracy, you know, there are so many areas to try to address. And so, as a storyteller, I take that challenge on my shoulders, and I try to allow myself to live into the philosophy that if you tell the story in the correct way, and if you tell stories that are a break from some of the old ideas and values, then it's possible to change the world by changing your stories.
That's a pretty powerful statement. It's possible to change the world by changing your story. And do you mean each of us one by one?
Well, it's a job that will fall on the shoulders of each of us one by one, because we each reflect the larger stories that we hear. It's kind of like we're the baggage of those stories, but we also create the stories at the same time. You know, what's that phrase? Part and parcel. We generate them at the same time that we reflect what we have generated. We reflect what we've heard. And it's on the shoulders of every single individual, but also it's on the level of culture, there's a social level on which these things are shared. And so when I talk about changing our stories to change the world, I'm talking about both of those things. You know, that we've inherited a massive number of stories that reflect values that underlie, that go even deeper than some of the obvious things that we see, right? So I've already mentioned the challenge of racial hierarchy, racism, race, and that's undergirded by the whole idea of hierarchical thinking, that if you believe that one person is better than another, then that lends itself toward your thinking racially hierarchical. So changing our stories for me involves creating a wide range of different paradigms, if I can use that word, basic paradigms, basic ways of thinking. And then that creeps into the bigger ways that those things show up, those ways of thinking show up.
So as a professional storyteller, Laron Williams, I'm assuming you have to think of an ending for these stories. And when you're talking about racial injustice, are we close to an end for that story? Or how would you like to see it end?
Well, it's an ongoing story at the moment.
Yeah.
The end goal, of course, would be a world that is free from the kind of hierarchy that we were just talking about. The end goal would be a world that's more inclusive. I have a statement that I sometimes use when I start out stories or when I start out workshops, and that is my vision of a better world. You know, I frequently say that in my vision, there will be a world that's free from war or the possibility of war. There will be a world where no matter where I went, I would know that I could feel welcome and included. There would be a world where every single day when I woke up, I would know that I had a safe place to lay down my head at night at the end of that day, where I would have enough safe drinking water and I'd have nutritious food at my disposal and I'd have access to the basic needs of life. I would live in a world where I knew that there was no person who had enough power that they could force other people to bend to their will, and no person who was so powerless that they would have to bend to that will. And so those are my end goals. Now the thing about it is that I believe every single one of those things is possible right now. You know, that we have the technological means, we have the know-how, not just in terms of technology, but also the social skills necessary to make those things real. And we have the resources and access to resources. The only thing that stops us from getting at that dream that I have is how we think. That's the only thing that stops us. It's just, it could turn on a dime, you know? If we had a different story in our minds and in our hearts, we could live a much better way. We just don't. We don't teach peace. We don't teach people how to get along. We don't place emphasis on that kind of vision. But we could.
And we are here on WEMU. And there's a community conversation coming up also being organized by the Ypsilanti District Library. Tell us who and what and when, and we'll put a link to it on our webpage, but what can you quickly tell us in our remaining under a minute here about this upcoming, it's a virtual event.
Okay. Yeah, as you just said, it's virtual, so you have to register. Registration is available through Eventbrite or through the Ypsilanti District Library. February 5th and 6th, February 5th from 6 until 9 p.m., February 6th from 1 until 4 p.m. It's titled America Without Racism.
Making the vision a reality, right?
Making it real. That's making right. It making real. The vision a reality.
LaRon Williams, storyteller and racial justice educator, thank you so much for talking to us here on WEMU.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.